shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1 week from today, we're going to debut our brand-new Phil Hendry podcast. We call it the Free Phil Hendry Podcast, and it'll be available at philhendryradio.com, philhendryradio.com. And over on philhendryradio.com is also live streaming archive material. So if you are you're interested in getting a backstage pass, what's it all about? Check out some of our archive material. We've got some stuff streaming there from 2001. And point of fact, our archives go back over a decade. Thousands and thousands of hours of archive material at philhendryshow.com. So a backstage pass is what you're going to want to have. Plus, we have our video cast each and every night here, Phil TV in HD, and we're looking at the beautiful Pacific behind me right now. And next hour with Bud and Robert in our News and Information Hour, we'll tell you a little bit more about the beautiful El Pacifico today, man, because it was a windy day, and I'm in the middle of a diet, so I'm going out and I'm exercising on that beach. And when it's windy, not the easiest thing in the world to do. Joining us is Vernon Dozier tonight from Glendale, California, as we continue to talk about the series on kids, school, and respecting authority. And Vernon, you and I have talked a lot about young people. You're a teacher at a private school, but I know you've been a teacher at a public school, and authority and the respecting of authority has been under assault.
Phil, you know, I'd like to believe that it comes and goes. I think generationally things change. You see young people respecting authority, and some young people don't. But I've never seen a group of young people like the current generation who seem to be confused by the idea of not so much confused as if they do not respect or acknowledge, I should say, a certain kind of authority. For instance, adults. Young people know they have to respect their own parents. They know they have to respect their own teachers sometimes, but they don't even have, this generation of young people don't seem to have the kind of respect that my generation had, maybe yours too, with just any adult, you know, just give deference. And
respecting your elders?
Say that again?
Respecting one's elders?
Exactly. Exactly. Remember, that was the phrase we heard, respect your elders.
And well, is it possible that we have a generation of young people now who have been taught, you know, respect is earned?
Well, you know, that's an interesting phrase, respect is earned. Because when you're young, when you're a young person and you say to a young person, respect is earned, I think that what you should be referring to is the young person earning respect. Not saying to a young person, don't give them respect unless they earn it. Now, I know that there are many situations where we do not want our young people just giving over authority and power to people that are suspect, especially strangers in certain situations. But
that's different from school. And when you say adult, respecting an adult.
Let me tell you something that I saw on television today. And, you know, I am a big believer in tradition. I know you're a history fan. I'm not so much a history fan as I am a tradition fan. And I want to tell you something that I saw today that I think our young people could use about 200% of, okay? I mean, I saw something today in a program that our young people could use a whole lot of. You know, they could use a healthy heaping. What is it they used to say on TV? Do you want a healthy heaping spoonful of it? Or that song, my baby loves, she gets a spoonful. I forget how it goes.
Oh, yeah, Love and Spoonful?
Love and Spoonful, yeah. That was an old blues song, right?
Yeah, and it was also the name of a group. But, yeah, that's the old blues song.
Right. I want to give you a spoonful of this. And here's something that our kids could use a whole healthy heaping, you know, a whole heaping hold of.
A healthy heaping spoonful of.
There you go. That's what I'm looking for. Sorry, Phil. A healthy heaping spoonful of. I saw on the television a man and a bunch of other men, but one man was standing there. And the film was very grainy. It looked like it might have been a lot older. And this was a bearded man, and he was dressed in ways I'd never seen people dressed this way before, but I saw something. This man was walking along, and the other men were saluting him. They had their hands up to their foreheads and saluting him. Now, that's not all. When he kept on talking, when the man was talking and the other guys were talking to him, they kept saluting, so their hands were always at their forehead saluting.
Really? Well, so you're looking at an old film of what?
It looked to me as if it might have been the 1950s.
They were dressed how?
They were dressed...
It might have been Russia or so, Soviet Russia?
No, the guy had a beard.
A beard would be a lot... Unless it's one of the old liners.
Yeah, it was... he was bearded, and his wife had a... I guess it was his wife. She had a big hat.
His wife had a big hat.
It might have been the 50s. It might have been the 40s.
A big hat. That sounds like the turn of the century.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
So everybody was saluting this guy. It would help to know who the guy was.
Well, I think he looked like he was a general or something, but there was a woman with him, and she had a big-ass, excuse my language, a big-ass hat. But she also had a bunch of other kids with him, and they had big-ass hats, too. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm not the history... excuse me. God, I had a... You know what I had? I had chicken ratatouille that Debbie made for me.
Okay, but you know, belching...
I apologize, Phil.
You know, we're talking about kids earning respect.
You're absolutely right. I apologize.
All right.
So, he had a bunch of kids with big hats. So I don't know what...
He had a bunch of kids with big hats. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, is it important?
It's a little important just to know. You say that there was a guy being saluted.
Yes. Well, the thing that struck me about it was, as he was talking to this man, the man was talking to him, but the man kept the salute. He held the salute. Now, you've never seen that. I've never seen that. And the reason why I was mentioning it, Phil, is, I can tell you, when I lie awake at night and I think about what's best for our young people, And I think about what can teach our young people how to be respectful of authority and how to be respectful I'll say it, be respectful of me. I'm a teacher, and I have an authority issue. Sometimes the kids just, it's like I don't even exist. And it's like I can go in, I can talk to them about the class that day, and it's like I might as well be the invisible man, you know. I'll talk to this young lady, a new student. She's a transfer student from back east. Her name's Deborah, and I'll talk to her, and she stares right through me. And I could tell you something. She may be a teenage girl, and I don't mean anything by this, but, boy, that'll cut you. Man, I was thinking about it the other night, and I totally got out of the mood with my wife. And
all right, you know, you're talking about some stuff that I'm not comfortable with.
I'm sorry, Phil.
You're talking about some stuff I'm not comfortable with. You know what?
Well, I'm talking about authority.
Yeah, you're talking about authority, but some girl that was looking right through you.
Yeah, I was talking about how she's. If you ever had that happen to you, my friend, you would know.
I've had it happen to me. I don't know that it was... I'm not a teacher and certainly not a teenage girl, you know.
Well, don't go there. I hear where you're going. Don't go there. Don't go there. I'm talking about respect. I'm talking about respect. I'm talking about teaching our young people respect. Like the guy I saw on TV today who was talking to this guy with a beard, and he was still saluting the guy. They might have been talking about the weather. They might have been talking about the ball game. But this guy held a salute. I've never seen a man hold a salute. And what I'm trying to say is, our young people could use a healthy heaping, having left. I'm trying to say it, and I can't.
You know, we've had a lot of people in the show lately that are having a hard time talking, you know.
I'm sorry?
I noticed that I've had a lot of people on the show that have a hard time talking.
I don't have a hard time talking, Mr. Henry. The saying is...
I can't even do it.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
A healthy heaping spoonful.
Okay. A healthy heaping spoonful of that right there, our young people.
Which is what?
Which is what? Which is holding a salute while your seniors are talking to you. And I have brought that to the attention of the board, and I was able to institute it today. And that's why I wanted to talk to you.
So you had today in your class young people talking to you and saluting?
No, I didn't have young. They were holding the salute. What I'm saying is this, Phil. When I brought them up to talk to me, or if they wanted to talk to me, I said, do you want to talk to me specifically? And they'd say yes. I'd say, then you better salute and hold the salute. And that's what they would do.
Okay, I want to find out how this helps gain the respect of our young people.
I can tell you.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445 is the number here. We're talking with Vernon Dozier tonight on young people, on authority, and how we can further inculcate into our young people authority, you know, respect for authority. And he's talking about having kids salute and hold the salute while they're talking to him. I don't know. We'll be right back. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I just heard you laugh. Okay, so don't think you got to.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Vernon Dozier joining us from Glendale tonight as we talk about young people, authority. Do they have respect for authority like they used to have? I would have to draw the conclusion from you, Vernon, that they don't.
I don't think so, Phil. I think we've got young people that are confused. I'm not blaming the young people. I think they're confused by the adults. I think the adults have given them different targets. They've said, well, respect them, don't respect them. You know, we've given kids, and I think maybe some people were well-intentioned, but I think we've given kids a choice as to who they respect and who they don't respect. And, you know, that is, I don't think it's good for the young person. It's also not good for the adult. I mean, I want to be respected by young people. I don't want to have to show them my resume on whether I ought to be respected or not. I'm a teacher.
Well, that's true. You should be respected.
But even if I wasn't a teacher, even if I was just... I'll give you an example. If I were an indigent man and I was laying in the street, but I was older than the young people walking down the street, I would expect some respect from them.
Well, what kind of respect are you going to give an indigent man laying in the street?
You're going to, as I said to you, and this is where people don't get it, you're going to give some outward display, and that's why I said you hold a salute.
So you want young people saluting?
I want an outward display of respect. You know, some respect that I don't feel I get. I know there's a lot of adults who feel the same way I do, that they don't get any respect. And the TV show that I've seen today, where the guy was saluting as he had a conversation with this gentleman who had these kids with big hats. That, and I forgive me again, Phil, I don't know that.
Well, I got to look and find out what that show was. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Hayes on the Phil Hendry Show. Hayes, go ahead. You're on here with Vernon Dozier.
Yes, sir, Mr. Vernon. First of all,
yes, sir.
You know, you do deserve some respect as a teacher. You know, it's an admirable job, and it's a good thing that you do care. You know, a lot of teachers, I'm sure, don't even care whether the kids respect them or not, but I just got a comment. Holding a salute doesn't make a lot of sense. If you want some respect, I would recommend, you know, teaching the kids to show your respect by looking you in the eye, you know, listening to to what you have to say and not interrupting or, you know, being defensive and, you know, just letting you finish what you have to say and, you know, ask questions. But, you know, holding a salute sounds a little bit more like Nazi Germany or something like that.
Oh, no, not at all, because the Nazi Germany is the whole Führer principle, which is, we're talking about young people, and see, everything you just said is good, but the kid needs to be focused. If I've got five different things I want a young person to do, I can mention all five of those, but I think if I tell him, I want you to salute and hold the salute. Then it focuses all five of those things into that salute. Look me in the eye. Don't give me any lip. You know, don't, you know what I'm saying? And don't look at me like I'm the invisible man. Are you, do you have kids, sir?
I do not, at least not yet.
All right. All right, well, someday when you do have, God willing, you have children, they're a great joy, but, boy, I'll tell you, on a day when they're looking right through you like you're the invisible man, boy, you just feel like you might as well just step right off onto a subway track because...
Oh, God.
What?
Well, what kind of a... That's a little harsh, isn't it?
Well, let me... Harsh? You come home at night after breaking your rear end and the kid's staring right through you like you're not... There's just air there. Hi, Dad's home. No, he isn't. It's air. It's just, a pair of shoes might have walked in. That's what the kid
right.
sees. What do you... Yeah, I can tell you're laughing, sir, and you can laugh if you want.
I'm not laughing.
Okay.
I am.
What are you laughing at?
The idea of a pair of shoes walking in with no with nobody in them.
See, Phil, I don't think it's right. What I saw on TV today...
This thing you saw on TV today, I'm trying to have... A bearded guy, are you talking about World War One?
It might have been, yes, sir.
All right, that you might have been talking about the Tsar of Russia, if you're talking about young people with big hats.
All right.
Okay, the Tsar was a king. He was an emperor. He was more than a general. And when they talked to him and they held a salute... I don't know of any other military in the world that holds a salute for any individual other than one that has allegiance to a king.
Okay, well, all right, then that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's ridiculous. The kids are supposed to look to adults like they're kings or queens?
Well, I don't understand what's so bad about having a kid salute the very individual that is going to keep him alive from one minute to the next. Because a kid can't do it on his own, see? You know what I mean, sir? You can't. What's he going to do? Go out and earn? He's all of a sudden going to get an executive position somewhere and have a six-figure income and tell you to go ahead and pound sand? Just go ahead and stick it right up there where the sun doesn't shine because he don't need you? I don't think so.
All right, Hayes. Well, thank you for your call, sir.
All right. Good luck with all that.
All right. Yeah, 877-876-PHIL.
But does that guy, he didn't sound like he understood.
Well, I'm not sure that I do.
I can help you with it, Phil. So what I'm saying here...
Well, first of all, you said to me, and you said to our caller, that young people, you know, looking right through you like you're air...
I've had that experience. I'm telling you, I've walked into my classroom, and I've seen, because here's what happens, Phil. They hear you. They hear you. And auditory olfactory, you know, the smell, not... Well, I guess it is the sense of smell. I think what they do is they smell you first. That's really what happens. These kids smell you, and they smell something. Because that's the oldest part of the brain. They don't see you because they don't care whether you are alive. They don't care whether you died. They don't care. That's the way kids are. But they'll smell something. And they'll look toward the door, and it's almost as if two shoes walked in. But there's no man in them. And I got to tell you.
Well.
It hurts. Now you're laughing.
When you said that they smell you.
Okay, you know what, Henry? Why don't you? I hope they find you. I don't hope your family's around your bed when you die. I hope you're found.
Oh. They smell you first. They smell you first. So if you're a teacher and you come through the door, the kids are not going to notice you. They don't care whether you live or whether you died, but they will smell you. And they'll see two shoes. I'm sorry, Mr. Dozier, but I couldn't hold it back any longer. And I think the caller, the gentleman, he was aghast as well. So we are talking here about, Bud, if they call back, I'll talk to them when I want to talk to them. Do you understand? Good. I'm not going to... You keep throwing people on the air. You understand? Good. So, in other words, when we're talking about the... What did I just get done telling you?
I insisted that he put me back on the air.
No, hold on. What did I just get done telling you? Thank you. Thank you, bud. All right, we're going to come back, and we will have... We're going to come back. We'll have Vernon Dozier on with us in a moment. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I told him to...
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's what they're talking about there.
I got that Vernon Dozier with me here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. As we talk about earning respect and...
I'm sorry, Phil.
Just we're talking about earning respect and authority. Now, you are in favor of having the kids salute and hold a salute.
I believe that that very small gesture is something that is learned in our military. And one that you just pointed out to me was the film that I saw was what film?
I believe you were looking at a World War One era film of the Tsar of Russia.
Well, whoever it was that was talking to that man had a salute. And even as he was talking to this Tsar of Russia, he was holding the salute as if he was saying, well, we got great weather today, but he's holding on. And the Tsar, guess what the Tsar did, Phil?
What?
He didn't have to salute. He didn't have to salute. That's my point. My point is, as adults, we should not, in a way, should be the Tsar of Russia to these kids because they need to have that kind of discipline.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let me go to our caller, Steve. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. To that gentleman that's calling in, I'm a school superintendent, and
yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you that I was in your classroom, and if you're all over the page like you are in this conversation, that I'd have a hard time respecting anything you said. I'll tell you what the problem is: our kids don't. It's not modeled at home, and you know you talk about well. The kids need to earn it or don't, you know, they shouldn't have to feel that they earn it from adults. The problem is they've never seen it modeled. And as the leader in the classroom, when you're having interaction with other professionals in your building, that they see you not interrupting, having conversations with them and modeling the respect that you're looking for, and it's not a you're having to earn their respect, but they just don't
know.
They haven't seen it on television. And
I just got done telling you what I saw on television today. This guy held a salute, and the other guy
It was 1920, and it was the Tsar of Russia. I mean...
Well, but still, I mean, what I'm saying to you, Steve, is that this czar, he could have been picking his nose, doing anything, and the other guy was still saluting. That's what I'm saying.
Well, because he was scared to death that he was going to have the king's army, the czar's army, come and chop his head off.
Well, I mean
there's
I don't know.
Respect out of fear is not respect. It's fear.
But, I mean, don't you think that in the way things are going nowadays, I mean, everything's just, you know, that we got to get something done here. I mean, otherwise, and all I'm saying is when I walk into the classroom and I teach at a private school, I teach at a private Christian school, and they look at me, like I said, I might as well be just a faint smell that came in from outdoors for all they care about me. you know.
Let me jump in here, if I could, Steve and Vernon, because what Steve is saying seems to make a lot of sense to me. If the kids see you giving respect and if the kids see this kind of adult interaction, one thing I know about kids is they want to be adult. And so one of the things they want to do is they look at adults and they model us and they, wow, what gets them ahead and what doesn't? What's a cool way of being? I think this guy looks cool when he's respectful and when he's...
Well, when he looks cool, I mean, I could go into class and... Look, I the way I am with other teachers, and Steve, you may be the same. You're a superintendent, and I would give you respect. Yeah, I would give you respect. I would. If you told me to hold a salute, I would. Now, that may sound crazy.
You'd salute this guy.
If he wanted me to, I would. And the kids would see that, and they'd say, look at Mr. Dozier. He's holding a salute there for Steve, the superintendent. Maybe I can get me some of that, do that or whatever. I don't know.
The other thing, Vernon, is get me some of that.
Well, I lapse into some of my,
That's kind of my other thought. I mean, you're the leader of the classroom, Mr. Dozier, and
yes, sir.
I hate to be the one to point it out, but your grammar's kind of all over the page too. And I don't want to sound judgmental, and as a teacher, I would have to call you out on it.
What are you
modeling? We are held to a different standard as educators, whether we like it or not, and we've got more things put on our page in the last 20 years because, for whatever reason, the parents aren't doing it, don't know how to do it, don't want to do it.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Oh, you got that right. I know these parents. Some of these parents, I'd love to.
And,
I don't even want to say, but
That we know it's a problem. We can't blame and throw rocks. We've got to do what we can.
Got to do the job. Yeah. Listen, Steve, outstanding.
Well, I just want to say, Steve, you're a good man. But I tell you, if I could get these kids to salute me, and I know it doesn't sound like much of a solution, but at least when they salute, they know they're staring at, I got to salute that. They may think of me as an it. They may not even think of me as a man. But at least
something. Maybe start out when you're standing outside your classroom door, and when they walk in, and beautiful. And when they're walking in, you're greeting them and making sure they're aware that you're glad they're there. Mr. Dozier knows my name. Mr. Dozier was.
Called the administration for doing it because I commented on a girl's
in this day and age, I can there's a slip for whatever, but saying hello to a young lady and saying hello to a young man doesn't get you called to administration.
Well, that's what all that happened. I mean, I commented on her. I commented on something about her.
You commented on something about what?
That's not our job, though. A hello is different than a comment. And I would have probably called you up and said, that's probably crossing the line.
How tight her skirt was?
Yes.
That would have been a write-up, Mr. Dozier. I'll tell you.
Okay, so meanwhile, I get written up, and meanwhile, I get dragged in front of everybody, all I want them to do is that there's something there besides a smell and a pair of shoes, and I get called,
First of all, I wouldn't do it in front of everybody. Only you and I would be aware of it.
Do you know what it's like, Steve? When you walk into a classroom and the kids they don't see you, they're going there, they're doing this. They're like dogs that suddenly smelled, like male dogs that maybe smelled a female dog. That's about what I get. That's the respect that I get.
Well, listen, man, if you're commenting on a girl's skirt and you want them to...
I was trying to be friendly.
But they don't need friends.
All right, Steve. Yeah, Steve, thank you for your call, sir. And it sounds like you're a good leader of young people. I appreciate your call. That's Steve. He's a superintendent.
He's a superintendent and a leader of young people. And what am I, sir?
Vernon,
what am I, sir?
Vernon, we're...
What am I, sir? What do I do?
You're a teacher.
Is that it? Wow.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sorry.
I can tell you that hurts. Probably that doesn't mean anything to you, but it hurts.
Vernon, you talked about commenting on a girl's tight skirt. You're talking about wanting them to salute.
I saw it on a movie with a guy and with kids with big hats.
You saw it on a movie with a guy with kids with big hats.
Maybe you are laughing at me again.
Every time I've had you on lately, by the way, you've been this close to a freaking nervous breakdown.
Well, that's because of the world that I'm living in right now, my man, and that's because of the profession that I've got as a teacher, which is about as thankless a job. I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Henry.
All I was saying...
No, you hold on for just a minute now. I heard your speech, and I listened to Steve. Good for you. Both of you guys, brownie points. Ding, ding. See the Padre on the way out. He'll punch your ticket for you. But now I want to say something. There's only one job that is more menial than that of being a teacher, and that's the guy, and if you saw that movie Woodstock, they showed you graphically the guy that changes the toilet paper in an outhouse. Did you see that man? And he was smiling.
Yeah, I saw. In fact, that man was a study in dignity and sweetness. And
what are you talking about?
The guy in that Woodstock, it's an old movie. Some of you guys have probably heard of Woodstock, but in the movie Woodstock, in one part of the movie...
What are you going to give a speech? I'm trying to tell you...
Hold on for a minute. In one... Because I think this is an... I'm glad you brought that guy up. In one part of the movie is this man who is replacing the toilet paper in an outhouse, and he's about old enough to be the father of the kids that are at this concert, and he even says, I think my kids are at this concert... And he was appreciative of it, and he was saying that he was replacing the toilet paper to make it a more pleasant experience for the kids. And there wasn't an ounce of bitterness or anger or hostility in him at all. He was a very humble guy.
So you're trying to tell me something here. And
what I'm trying to tell you is that man's job in life was to replace the toilet paper in an outhouse, and yet he did it with a smile, with dignity, with a bit of humor. He seemed to have some love in him, too. I mean, he was a example of a quality human being.
Oh, boy, if I've heard a load of bull crap now. I'll tell you, Phil, I swear that was as full of crap as that outhouse that guy was trying to change the plunger paper. Oh, man, I've heard it all now.
You've heard it all, huh?
Yeah, I've heard it all now, okay? You're trying to tell me...
Did you hear what I said?
You're trying to tell me that some guy changing the outhouse paper has got it over me?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said that when you say a more menial job, there are aspects even to that job of changing the toilet paper in an outhouse that enables a person to show their humanity. So whether a teacher is above that or below it, so what? You didn't get into the teaching profession, man, to be the Tsar of Russia. You didn't get into being a teacher to be anybody's king or god or lord. You got into it to teach.
What if I told you I got into it to get some respect in this world? To get...
Oh, hold on for a minute, okay? Because it's getting to... You're not hearing a word I'm saying. 877-876-7445. Thank you, Vernon, for bringing up the Woodstock movie. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. Like I said, it's an old movie about the concert that took place, but there's a guy changing the outhouse toilet paper, and he is, for all the world, the most dignified guy, and he's actually enjoying the fact that he's doing it for young people, and...
Well, maybe the guy's a perv.
Get out of here. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You're the guy that was watching. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And Vernon Dozier joining us here as we talk about respect and about holding a salute. And
we're not just talking about that, Phil. We're talking about the overall of young people in school and respecting your elders. And I can't believe that you found such a comedy. It's like a comedy sketch, comedy routine that you think you're engaged in here.
No, but when you say things like you walked into the class and the kids, they don't see you. You just see them starting to sniff the air.
I'm telling you that has happened to me on more than one occasion. I walk into the classroom and the kids don't see me. They look up and just like I can't explain it. It's like a female dog in heat. And
yeah, okay. Hey, I really don't want to talk about that.
Well, what are you all uncomfortable about talking about the sexes?
Sex? No, I don't want to talk about dogs and being in heat. That's what I don't want to talk about.
Well, that's sex.
That's dogs being in heat. Wow.
Okay, you're making it sound like that's how I get my kicks.
No, you are. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ron. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. And by the way, we have our News and Information Hour coming up, folks, in just a moment. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, hi, Ron. Hi, Phil. This is Dr. Tarter.
Hey, Dr. Tarter, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm an educator, and I have been an educator for a long time, and as well as working at a... as well as working at Mountain Meadow, I'm an astronomer. And I'm speaking to your guest. Your name is Vernon?
Yeah, Vernon Dozier.
Yes, Vernon. Well, I have a, as I said...
I heard you the first time. You said you...
Don't be rude, okay?
No, it's all right, Phil.
Not being rude. He already said he's an astronomer. So that means you've got a doctorate?
Yes, sir, I do. But what I'm trying to say to you is I don't know that having young people salute you... is the answer
that you're the second? You're about the 15th person. You're the second or the 15th person to say second or the 15th person. I'm not saying that right.
What are you trying to say?
He's the second or the 15th person. I'm inflecting wrong.
You're saying that you've heard it before.
Yes, sir. I've heard it before. People have said that saluting is not necessarily going to give you respect. I understand that. But when you walk into a room...
I wanted to address the what you were saying about the young people smell you, they don't see you. You say, because I can tell you, I've had the same problem in my line of work, and Phil knows, and I think that a lot of his audience probably knows, that I have a competition with Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And I have been at many a function, a seminar, I've been at a symposium, where I'm about to give a paper, and Dr. Hawking rolls in. He doesn't walk in, he doesn't stride in, he rolls in.
I know, because Hawking's isn't he in a hover-around?
Well, I don't know if it's a hover-around, but...
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, that's more than a wheelchair.
Well, thank you. You said a mouthful there. You better believe it's more than a wheelchair. And
I've seen that. This thing's more than a wheelchair, that's for sure.
Okay, so...
In any event... I know what it feels like to be just a smell, because on several occasions, as I've approached the dais to give a paper, I have seen people's noses go up in the air. Do they smell something? Do they not? And then it's Hawking, okay? So understand that it's not always a personal thing. And
what are you saying now?
What do you mean, what am I saying now? I've been saying this since I called in. And that is...
Are you saying that they smell Hawking?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm saying I'm there giving a paper, I'm giving a dissertation, the noses go up as if I'm not there, just as you were saying, and they can smell something, just as you were saying, only what they smell isn't me. Hawking has just rolled in. So what I was going to say to you is there anything, when you've noticed this among your students, how do you know it's you?
I know it's me, sir, because Stephen Hawking sure didn't roll in the door.
So there's no...
By the way, I hear kids and stuff. Where are you?
I'm in a restaurant. The kids are in your...
That's right, I'm in the mall.
Where are you?
Who are you speaking with?
I'm talking to you, Vernon.
I'm in the mall.
Oh, okay. So that's very interesting, Dr. Tarner. So Stephen Hawking emits a smell.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that I've seen the doses go up and that people turn in their seats.
What does Hawking have? Excuse me for asking this, but what does he smell like? Because that, in order for them to...
What does he smell? I know it's not me.
How do you know it's not you?
Let's see. I took a shot.
Are you laughing?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, I took a shower.
That's not the kind of olfactory experience here that Vernon is talking about. He's saying that it's almost a primal or an animal thing. They don't see you. They just smell you. Now, are you saying that that's what happens with Hawking?
Oh, I don't know if it's that. I think it's this Hawking just reeks. I mean,
that's different, sir. I don't reek. I take showers just as you do.
All right, well, and I do, too.
Right, you just said so. What kind of soap do you use?
I use Irish Spring, if it's any of your business.
That amazes me that they can't smell you. I mean, to me, you might as well... I mean, you might as well wipe down with cow dung.
You're not an Irish Spring...
Both of you guys can rot in hell.
Sorry.
Is that your fault?
No, it is my fault.
Are you done with me?
Yes.
Phil Hendry.